Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:42 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 16th. Well, this has been a storming day on a number of markets. Just reviewing what's happened today, the vast majority of stock markets were up in excess of 1%. China had a very strong day. Right across Asia, it was very firm. That continued into the European markets. The DAX was up over 2%. The FTSE moved to a new recovery high, and of course the FTSE's been consolidating above 5,000 points for much of the last 2 months, and is pulling away from that level in here today. As we approach the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up over 1%. Same with the S&P and the Nasdaq, and the Brazilian index is up, well, actually closed up over 2%, or just under 2%. So that's really rather impressive action. And at the very least, we have another higher reaction low to monitor on a number of these indices. On the commodity front, the news is even more impressive. In the gold market, gold was up $18.90 on the spot contract. That's just a tad off the high of the day. Silver at one point was up over $1 and closed up 93.5 cents, so breaking upwards also. Platinum was up $57, so that is also breaking upwards to new recovery highs. And palladium, which has had by far the most consistent of all the of the advances in the precious metals, was up by $18 today. So really quite concerted strength right across the commodity or the precious metals sector. And the gold shares, the Amex Gold Bugs, was also up today, and that has retraced to the vast majority of its decline last year, and has been one of the leading sectors in the equity space. The industrial metals were also impressive here today, and nickel, having broken downwards late last week, rallied significantly in here today, up almost $700. And at 16,800, so finding support at just the right place. Copper up 13 cents, breaking away from this $3 level, and that's in quite emphatic action, improving throughout the day. And we see that right across the industrial metal complex, we've had this strength. The zinc was up over $100. In the soft commodities sector, the white sugar contract was up $13 and pushing above $600. Coffee also firmed, having been relatively quiet last week. In the corn market, it was up 11 cents. Soybeans for that January contract has pushed back above the $10 level. And the US dollar is down below 75 on the dollar index today, just by a little bit. The euro is looking at $1.50 again. The pound was considerably stronger in here today against the dollar, up 1.5 cents. The dollar was less weak against the Australian dollar, where it was just weaker by 32 ticks, and against the Canadian dollar, 40 ticks. But what we continue to see is that the dollar is declining, that this dollar downtrend is consistent with this rivetingly consistent progression of lower rally highs. And provided that remains the case, this symbiosis, whereby the dollar carry trade is allowing risk type assets to appreciate, it will remain very much in place. And what we have is the vast majority of stock markets have found support, having pulled back over the previous 2 weeks. They are rallying impressively. The vast majority have this progression of higher rally lows. And while we have been in a corrective phase for a number of these markets, you take some of the Asian markets, Taiwan, for example, has been broadly ranging for much of the last 4 months and is pushing to new high ground. China, which had one of the steeper reversions towards its mean, found support in early October and is breaking upwards again. And we're seeing that we've had some of the corrective phases that have pulled back towards the means in some of these markets. Others remain somewhat overextended, but everything that we've seen, particularly over the last 6 months, is conducive to bull market type activity. Nothing has suggested that this is a bear market rally, and we are pushing onwards to new high ground, and this is remarkably impressive action. So, even in a worst case scenario, given the backdrop of extraordinarily accommodative monetary conditions, then the worst case scenario is likely to be limited to a reversion towards the mean, and those that are looking for the March lows to be retested are probably going to be disappointed. With gold pushing on now from this consolidation around the $1,100 level, this is it is it has been remarkably consistent as it pushed above that $1,000 level, and it moved upwards by about $50, and it had a $30 to $40 range. But this has been a larger move upwards, and if it continues to do this, then we may be moving into more of an accelerated advance rather than this consistent advance that we've had. And if we do see gold beginning to accelerate, then we know that while that is certainly going to be the best part of the move, then we need to change tactics to more of a trailing stop type of money management approach. It's certainly not evident that gold is accelerating right now, although it is obviously performing extraordinarily well. And of course, with gold performing so well, then there is significant room for some of these other precious metal type investments to outperform considerably, most likely in the latter stages of the move. That's certainly what we've seen in the past. Platinum pushing up $57 in here today and straight through that $1,400 level, and it still has this rivetingly consistent progression of higher reaction lows, is looking quite impressive. And palladium is by far the most consistent of the advances in the precious metal sector, and silver, up a full dollar today, breaking upwards to new recovery highs, is also looking very firm. And of course, silver has been consolidating between $16 and $18 for a significant period, I think upwards of 2 months, if my memory serves me correctly. So we're not looking at these precious metals as being overextended, and they have significant room to appreciate. And of course, this symbiosis that I've referred to in the last few months between the weak dollar and just about all risk assets is particularly favorable to these precious metals, because on the one hand, we've seen that stock markets have already had a remarkable move, and the precious metals are certainly beginning to attract some attention as being a relatively undervalued asset, and also for their hedge against any kind of inflationary or their hedge against an extreme outcome, either inflationary or deflationary. So we're looking at some very positive action indeed. Now, as we look at this type of action, we can script what the ending will look like, because it's either going to end in acceleration, which is an ending of undetermined duration, and we know what tactic we need to employ for that type of ending, or they're going to remain in these consistent advances, and the progression of higher reaction lows will remain intact until it doesn't. And when that progression of higher reaction lows unfolds, then we're likely to be moving into a more corrective phase that would be likely to be defined by a swifter reaction towards the 200-day moving average. But for the moment, we're looking at some very impressive action. This is certainly a sweet spot for the vast majority of risk assets. Now, the US dollar is below 74 on the dollar index, and touching the $150 level against the euro. And sentiment towards the currency is becoming increasingly bearish, and that's not surprising given the persistence of the decline and the extent to which it has fallen. But we also know that it's coming back into an area of potential support. Some of the best performing currencies, such as the South African rand, have already retraced the entire decline they had last year against the US dollar, and the Australian dollar hasn't quite done it yet, but it's done most of it. And of course, with a weak dollar, that's a strong just about everything else. And we have to be wary of becoming increasingly bearish as this trend pushes on downwards. Now, it hasn't accelerated. In fact, it has begun to slow a little bit as it comes into this area of potential support. But that progression of lower rally highs for the dollar is by far the most consistent of the consistency characteristics in the trend. And provided it remains intact, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the downside for the dollar. And provided that remains the case, then that's leaving significant room for other assets to appreciate. Interest rates remain remarkably low, not just in the US, but in a whole host of countries. And we know from the yield curve spreads between the 10 and the 2 year on a number of yield curves, not just in the US, that monetary conditions are extraordinarily accommodative right around the world. And that's allowing not only carry trades to develop, but also domestic carries to develop, where people can borrow at extra, well, when I say people, that's not strictly true. Banks can borrow at extraordinarily low levels, and they can invest in better performing or higher yielding instruments. And provided that remains the case, then we are likely to remain in this sweet spot for risk assets. And certainly, with the reaffirmation of so many of these uptrends, then there is breakouts to new recovery highs is going to attract more interest in a sector. It will stop some of the shorts that have been opened over the last few weeks as some of those highs have been taken out. And it will begin to attract more money in off the sidelines. So we remain in this consistent advance. It's still very much intact. With the bond markets, the US Treasury remains ranging around this 120 level and has been doing so for the last 4 months. It's been extraordinarily difficult to trade, but it's still really quite steady. When you look at, there was one of the charts that popped up, and it was one of the things we, one of the last things that we discussed in the chart seminar on Friday, was the 10-year UK gilt yield. And it had found support for much of the last 12 years, I think perhaps longer than that, at 4%, and broke downwards last year, and is pushing back up towards that level now. And if it pushes through that 4% level, then we are potentially looking at a higher interest rate environment, and certainly investors will begin to ask the question why they're getting such paltry yields on their long-term bond investments when there are so many other better performing assets or instruments out there. So it does appear to be only a matter of time before we see before we see bond investors seeking a higher yield. But if we do see that UK gilt yield pushing back above the 4% level, then that would be a huge failed downside break and would suggest that we could see higher yields creeping in over the next year, which would suggest that we're going to get a big drop in bond prices, and eventually bond yields would become competitive to the stock market. But we're certainly nowhere near that at present. And with the ability of banks to be able to pick up 200 and 300 basis points by borrowing at the short end and lending at the long end, the banking sector is being bailed out but via the yield curve, and it's quite obvious from the charts which are the better performing banks out there. And it's likely to be those institutions are the ones that will profit most from the developing bull market, whereas it is also relatively obvious which are the ones that will be laggards for a considerable period of time, and those are likely to be the financials with the biggest holes in their balance sheets. There was also, you'll see when I post comment of the day today, that one of the things that popped up at the chart seminar was the home builders. Now, they're a lagging sector, but they are beginning to break upwards from bases. That's certainly true of some of the French and UK companies, and Toll Brothers in the US has got a progression of higher reaction lows over the last year, which suggests that demand is returning at increasingly higher levels. And that is a definition of bull market type activity, and within the base there is a preponderance of upward dynamics, also just suggesting that demand is returning with some force when it does return, and those are all positives. And if home builders are beginning to perform, and it may be unrelated, it may be related, but lumber is also performing very well in this environment, that would suggest that we are probably closer than not to a bottom in the housing market. And while recovery might take a long time, and certainly this is a huge category for long convalescence, particularly in those most affected, the fact that, or the potential that we may be near a bottom in the housing market is broadly supportive of the wider economy because it removes a certain amount of uncertainty from the banking sector. And those are all positive things. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.